Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life.
Good morning and welcome to Live a Moment's Global Pause here on America Meditating Radio on Monday mornings. My name is Deborah Green. I am the founder of Live a Moment. What a great weekend we are having. I'm here with students in D.C., and we're going to many of the different events around town. At a really interesting moment in time, getting any Uber or Lyft or whatever you're getting in, and you can feel it. I've had some of the most amazing conversations with my drivers, as well as people who hop in, and I've also seen incredible tension where people just seem to be arguing about things, and I'm not even sure they know what they're arguing about right now. There's just, you know, it's amped a little bit, and yet there is a real sense of hope I feel underneath that people are saying, okay, we're identifying what's going on. Perhaps if we pause, we can find another way through this. So what I want to do is I want to share an interview with a woman named Brittany out of Memphis, Tennessee. Again, this is when we were running around the country interviewing people, and we are so excited to do that with many partners this summer. We're going to be doing it again and just interviewing people about their state of peace, what's going on with them. So this coming week, we're going to have the State of the Union, hopefully, and we are also going to be releasing a series of videos about people talking about their state of peace. So take a listen to Brittany. She has a wonderful perspective about how she calls it, how spirits transfer, the effect people have on each other based on their emotional state. So give it a listen.
I can't change the conflict, but I can change myself. And if the people see the change in me, which is what Man of Peace gives me, that rubs off on them, because I believe that spirits transfer. So if you are around negative and you are positive, positive is always going to outweigh the negative. So if people see how you interact with the world, especially with me having a disability, then they can see that, hey, I don't have it so bad. What am I having negative energy about? And that's what it is. It's energy that provides me with the peace that I have. Being with your peace, interacting with your peace, you can't push your peace, for lack of better words, on other people, but you can stay on your track. There are also going to be people that come in and try to throw you off track to sway you to their beliefs. But I'm a very strong person, and I stand on my beliefs. So it's all about what we do.
I ain't no different than you.
Om Shanti. The time that we choose to be aware doesn't necessarily require me to just sit and meditate. But even while I walk and move around, I can be in a meditative awareness.
which is awareness of the soul, the original, eternal, imperishable being of light. For a little while, I'd like to invite you to be present, to be here, and to be now. Allow your mind to settle in the moment, to relax. This meditation is about awareness. It's about becoming aware of your original and eternal self. It's about connecting to your truth. Let go of your name and observe yourself feeling nameless. Let go of your gender to discontinue thinking you're a man or a woman. Let it go and observe how you would feel walking around without a gender. Let go of the role that you play and let go of the titles that you own. Observe how you're feeling as you are gradually letting go. Let go of your religion and put it aside just for now. And let go of your nationality and even the language that you're accustomed to. Imagine you have no name, gender, role, title, religion, nationality, or even a language. Ask yourself, how do you feel at this moment? And in this feeling, who would think of you, and who would you think of? The Supreme Soul would think of you, and you, the liberated soul, would think of the Supreme. In this state of absolute freedom, I am truly who I am. A free, peaceful, pure, immortal, and eternal soul. Allow yourself to just be absorbed in this awareness. At this time.
Welcome everyone to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. That was from our new track, Your Inner World Guided Meditations, and I hope you liked it. It continues to take me into another dimension in which I can really feel spirit. I can really feel me, and that's really powerful nowadays where so many of us, especially in the nation's capital, in Washington, D.C., that so many are struggling to reconnect with themselves and to really be truthful. You know, a few years ago, I came across an app, and I have to tell you about it. It was called the Insight Timer. One of our students told me about it, that you really have to do it, Sister Jen. It's so lovely. So I go, yeah. I don't know how I'm going to meditate on an app. But then it kept coming up again and again and again, only to realize that I actually did look into it and I loved it. I loved the way it helped to guide you in meditation. I loved the way it called many different meditators into the space. I love the way that it connected you to other people in the world that was meditating at the same time. And so it gives me great privilege to welcome our next guest, Christopher Plowman. He spends most of his time thinking about how to accelerate the benefits of meditation around the globe. He even believes deeply that every individual deserves access to a free daily meditation practice. And as the CEO of Insight Timer, Christopher has the largest free meditation app with over 6 million meditators, so that's a lot of transformation on the planet. He's focused on building a sustainable company consciously. Insight Timer was voted by Women's Health as the best meditation app in 2018. All the way from Bali, Christopher Plowman, welcome to America Meditating. How happy am I to have you on air?
I'm happy to be here as well, Sister Jenna. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so great. You know, I had no idea you were the inspiration and power behind this amazing app until my producers kept telling me. And I said, yeah, I know about this app. I keep seeing it. I think I even have it on my phone. So I'm going to be looking forward to learning more about it. But before I go into Insight Timer, Christopher, give me a little bit of an idea about you. What inspired your journey to be more introspective or to even look more into meditation as a tool for you?
It feels like a long story now. It all started about 6 years ago when my brother Nicholas became a meditation teacher. I've been in sort of building tech companies for a long time, and my wife and I have moved to Bali to sort of take a break from all of that. And my brother Nico kept sort of telling me that meditation was something I should try. And in the end, I went to a meditation retreat on the north coast of Bali about 5 years ago and really had quite a transformative experience there. And so Nico and I decided that meditation was going to be, in a positive sense, very disruptive, but we didn't quite know how. And we looked at a lot of meditation apps there and we didn't really agree with the way they were going about it. A lot of them are very commercially focused. Very few of them are actually taking meditation and then exploring what impact that has on how we become more community-minded and how we relate to other people. So we thought it would be very interesting to build a meditation app that was very focused on connecting people and building community. And that's how we came to be involved in Insight Timer. Insight Timer actually was started by someone else. In fact, it'll be Insight Timer's 10th birthday this year.
Wow.
So Nico and I purchased the app from, his name's Brad Fulmer, he's American, about 5 years ago when it was just a timer. And
right.
We spent the last 5 years building what you see today.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, Christopher, what was your interpretation of meditation before you got into it? Because I can remember when I was a teenager growing up in the U.S., I just thought it was for losers, like, come on, get a life. And I used to just have this feeling, how could you just sit there and not do anything? But, of course, my whole definition has changed completely. What was your impression of meditation before you started to meditate and before you had an awakening?
Well, probably the same as yours, Sister Jenna. In fact, it was the same as yours. And when my brother told me I should learn to meditate, I thought he'd gone a bit mad, frankly.
Right.
Yeah, I think that because it was adopted by a certain type of people, I'm talking in modern times, I think it's sort of been falsely categorized as a bit of a, you know, a woo-woo type activity. And so I felt the same way.
I'm so glad we had an experience together, Christopher. So we wouldn't be doing the work that we're doing now.
Yes. And what happens is, as I started to understand it more, I realized that it's actually just a stepping stone to something much more. The act of meditation, when you think about it, it's a very basic activity. It's sort of mental repetition. It's very similar to prayer. In fact, the older I get, the more I understand it, the more I think that prayer and meditation are almost the same thing. And what we've started to understand is that this basic daily repetition, whether it's, you know, prayer or meditation or sort of contemplative thoughts, actually lead to much greater things. It's not the meditation itself that is mystical. It's the impacts of meditation, really, where all the benefits lie.
Yeah, because doesn't the meditation actually stimulate higher thinking, or should I just say clearer thinking? Thoughts that we were missing in our lives become clearer to us, you know? And that's what I found meditation to be a great benefit, that I save a lot more time and energy.
Yes, I agree with you entirely. And in fact, we get some people on our app from time to time who, when they first are introduced to Insight Timer, have a negative reaction to the community parts of the app. Their view is that meditation should
be private or
a pure... Correct. And of course, it's true that the initial function of meditation is a personal pursuit. It is to still the mind and to have clearer thoughts. But that in itself can't be the ultimate objective. That in itself doesn't help lift consciousness and build a happier planet. What happens is then we're more open to connecting with others. We're more open to building better relationships. And this, of course, leads to a degradation of fear and ignorance and all these sorts of things. So meditation is a personal experience at the very beginning, but it's not the objective, it's not sort of the end goal. It's what happens as a result of a still mind.
I get that. And you're always going to get these critics. There's just always someone who is going to say something in a way that actually helps us to even do what we're doing better. I don't know if you're that type of personality, but the more criticisms I get for some weird reason, I become a better version. Because maybe it might be something with my ego that I just won't prove them right. You know, or just something else comes out.
You might be a bit more evolved than I am, Sister General. It's true that as Insight Timer continues to grow, we meet more and more types of people who are at different stages of their meditation practice or different stages of consciousness in different belief mm-hmm. systems. And we are very mindful of the fact that when some people arrive in our community for the first time, they may not be at a stage emotionally. And so we try not to respond and react, and we welcome and we watch them evolve. But if you're asking me whether my ego doesn't get triggered by negative remarks, then I'd be lying if I told you anything else.
Well, that's why you're still in your body, so you could do some work.
Yes, you're right. I have learned now not to respond to negative reviews on the App Store. We have 100,000 five-star ratings, which I'm very happy about. But every now and then someone throws us a curveball, and I've learned to sit and not react.
Well, you know what the publicists always say, just keep taking the high road. It's been reported that more time is spent on Insight Timer in the United States of America than all the other meditation apps combined. To what do you really attribute the success of the Insight Timer, especially in our country here in the U.S.? Because it's growing tremendously. I mean, 6 million users plus, this is great.
It's a very interesting question. I think we're one of the few meditation apps that doesn't spend any money advertising Insight Timer. All of those 6 million users are on our app because a friend has told them about us. So that's the first thing.
Somebody told me about
you. Yeah, we get so many comments from people who say, my friend told me about this app, or my yoga instructor, or my health practitioner, or my counselor, or my school body, or whatever it was. There's a really big word of mouth process going on there. And the second thing is, we're one of the very few apps that actually offers a huge amount of free content. You can meditate on Insight Timer for as long as you want without ever paying a cent. Most apps, what they'll do is, you know, like Headspace and Calm, is they'll give you a few guided meditations at the start, and then the minute you really want to sort of extend your practice, you have to pay them. And for us, this is not how it should work. We actually now have 15,000 free guided meditations on our app, which have been published by 3,000 teachers. So when you arrive at Insight Timer, where you're actually being welcomed, you're being asked to explore, you're being introduced to a community, and we're trying to get you to meditate. And so I think the combination of those two things, you know, there's that wonderful saying which attraction long-term is much stronger than promotion. That if we sit and we're still, that we will attract people to our app, and it's working.
That's so beautiful to hear. Now, you've seen that it's growing by word of mouth, which means people are feeling something. They're getting something from it. And some people say that meditation apps are consciously engineered to be addictive. Is yours that type?
No, in fact, it couldn't be more true. There are many apps which have built a business model which depends on you paying them to meditate, which are built around trying to sort of draw you back into the app for competitive, for commercial reasons. The good news is we don't have to do that because, as I've just said, the attraction actually draws people in. We don't ping you with emails offering you discounts at Christmas and all that sort of stuff. We're not trying to upsell things to you. So we have not designed our app in any way, shape, or form to bring you back for the sake of bringing you back. We just put it out there. We have about 12,000 people now, new people who join our community every single day. The last thing we would want to do is start harassing them and trying to game the system to get them to come back. Because the other thing that happens if you do that is you end up with the sort of people in your community that might not necessarily be ready to be in your community. So we're an open book and we hope that you stay, but we're not going to try and encourage you to stay for commercial reasons.
Right. So how do you finance the app? Do you mind if I ask?
I certainly don't. I mean, look, we've been very open about the fact that we do want to build a sustainable and growing commercial entity. We're very lucky that we have some investors, some supporters who are paying our bills, if you like. It's an expensive operation to run a company like Insight Timer. It costs, you know, around $4-5 million a year to actually maintain an infrastructure like this. We have to sit our guided meditation library on about 40 different servers around the world so that it streams quickly. We have a team of about 40 people. And we're just fortunate that we have some very conscious investors, particularly a man called Bo Sheo, who set up a foundation about 2 years ago called the Evolve Foundation. It's a $100 million fund, which is supporting people who are trying to do good as well as doing well. So that's how it's paid for at the moment.
Well, congratulations, and I'm so glad that you found something like that. One of the things I've noticed in the spiritual or meditative world is to be able to fund everything, you know, and a lot of folks that I know, thank God we're blessed at the Meditation Museum and in our lives, but a lot of my friends, they lose their peace trying to sustain the good that they're doing. To find somebody to back your cause has been such an uphill climb for so many people. And I just have to say that congratulations for the good that you're doing here. Where do you see meditation applications headed now in the future?
Well, that's a good question. I'm always very bad at futurist predictions because the one thing I've learned as I've grown older is we don't know anything about the future. If we put aside the technology piece for a second, I hope that meditation will be as common practice as exercise. And I hope that the right technical platforms, such as Insight Timer, will help define how that transpires, right? One of my big fears is that sort of highly commercial meditation apps, which have stripped out all of the religious and spiritual aspects of meditation for commercial reasons, I hope they don't end up defining meditation in the future. So we're working very hard to make sure that there's an alternate view put out there. In the media, they call it mindfulness, and mindfulness is a very important part of this landscape, but it's only one part. And what I hope is that all flavors of meditation and all spiritual beliefs and all practices and all religions are able to flourish and coexist harmoniously.
Beautiful. So, Christopher, how are you at this point in your life? Where are you now with you?
Look, the first, isn't it funny? I'm just going to tell you the first word that popped into my head. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted but optimistic, you know. I've built many companies in my time. I'm 45 years old. Insight Timer really requires a lot. We have a great team. There's 40 of us. I have a brilliant management team. And we're all working very hard. One thing that keeps me optimistic despite the fatigue is this is the first company I've ever worked on where we really feel supported by the universe. It feels like something's propping us up. When you actually try and do something that's not just commercially focused, but actually has a conscious infrastructure, we have many, many, many challenges. But in some way, the things that are normally really hard when you're building a startup, right? Finding funding, getting a great team in place, understanding what your model is, working out how you're going to create sustainability. All of these things that are normally hard have actually sort of flowed quite harmoniously for Insight Timer. And so that's where I'm at, tired but optimistic.
Well, you know what? It's okay to be tired and optimistic while you're in Bali. You
Bali,
could have been in Washington,
D.C. Bali's
not a
bad spot. I'm sitting in my office in Bali. Our head office is in Sydney, which is where the team is. My family lives in Bali, so I spend a lot of time on a plane, but I'm sitting in my office in the garden in Bali today. It's a lovely day.
It's lovely to really hear about your story and how you've been moving this, and I'm certain it's going to be very powerful. It seems to have been started with the right energy and the right intuition, you know, and the intention, and I think it's just going to move as you just keep considering yourself to be an instrument and get some extra energy.
Well, thank you, Sister Jenna. That's very kind of you.
Yeah.
We'll see where we end up.
Absolutely. Well, let us know if we can do anything to support you here at America Meditating Radio. We love your work, and thank you so very much, and all the very best to you and your team.
It's my pleasure, Sister Jenna, and thank you very much for having me on your program today. I appreciate it.
Me too. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. That was Christopher Plowman from the Insight Timer. And there you go. You know, you can be moving something along which really you had no idea of where it's going to go. And before you know it, 6 million meditators across the globe are chiming in and are saying, I want something. And guess what the best part is? There's no ads. And no one's trying to call you to come on board. Don't you love it? This is the magic of this. I hope you've enjoyed my conversation with Christopher. For more information, just go to insighttimer.com. And now remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we really are here to love each other the same. Let's raise our vibrations a little bit higher, everyone, so we can inspire others to also raise theirs. Don't forget to look out for our conversations on Congress or on the Hill at Congress, where I interview Congressman Tim Ryan, Emmanuel Cleaver, Tony Cardenas, and former Congressman Charles Rangel, and many more. Just go to consciousgoodmedia.com or just Google Soul Talk on the Hill with Sister Jenna and you'll be able to view it on Conscious Good Network. Take care, everyone. Keep yourselves happy and just be light. Jeez, just take some time and breathe a little bit. I'm going to play with you. Let's play Blessings Upon Blessings by B.K. Elizabeth from the Anubhuti Retreat Center. Take care. May we always shine our inner light.
the colors of the rainbow rising up to brilliant white. And no matter where our choices lead us to, I will always find the face of God in the face of you. This is the beginning, not the end, of blessings upon blessings, my friends. Of blessings upon blessings, my friends. And we are committed to service. We can change the world with our two hands, with our heart and soul. Yes, we understand. When I think of mountains caressed by oceans blue, I will see the sacred island as a part of me and you. And like the stars that warm the darkest night, we will always fill our world with our love, our life, our light. This is the beginning, not the end, of blessing upon blessings, my friends. Of blessings upon blessings, blessings upon blessings, blessings upon blessings, my friends.
I'm Sister Jenna. You've been listening to America Meditating Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Did you enjoy that conversation? Because you can also listen to it on Spotify or in iTunes, 24/7, anytime, anywhere. I do trust we all have inner power to become our very best. When we listen with curiosity to learn more, we grow. So thanks so much for tuning in, and do be easy on yourself. Take care.